We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That doesn't happen very often, but I'm in full-on freak out at home, and I need to see if I can just reality check this with the two of you. We're having a party. We're inviting people over on Sunday, and I turn into some kind, I don't know who I am, but I turn into some kind of crazy person.
No, I know who you are. It's like that video company is coming. You're like, seashells on every doorknob.
Yes.
Birdhouses in every window.
We need a vacuum. We need to pick this stuff up.
These pillows need to be fluffed.
Why do I do that? Why do we do that?
We all do it. We all do it. I don't know a single person who doesn't get a little crazy right before company comes. Especially,
crazy.
You're having a graduation party with like 30 people. It's
right.
Not like just one couple's coming over for dinner. You have a lot of people coming.
And I think about it and I go, they're all friends of ours. They've all got the same crap in their house. Mm-hmm. You know, their houses look the same way. Why am I so, I got to make our house look like we just moved in. It's
I know.
Brand new and, you know, vacuumed and spick and span top to bottom.
That's why I always would laugh at my mom. I'm like, why do you want to make it seem like no one lives here when we would have people over?
Yeah.
And then, like in my house, I mean, I would pick up a little bit, but I have little kids. Like, sorry, you're going to be stepping over trucks and probably some smushed chicken nuggets in the rug. I'm sorry, but it is what it is. But
yeah.
She would always make it like no one had lived there. Like
mine,
the guest
yeah.
towels. Like no, they couldn't be, you couldn't wash your hands. We'd use paper towels and throw them away.
Right.
Yeah.
So that she could keep the towel nice and dry and clean.
Yeah.
Like the nice people coming
and
over.
And it's a fancy towel that has never seen the light of day when it's just you guys at home.
I
and
know.
It has like some little decoration.
Ruffle,
oh
yes.
And it's not really going to dry your hands.
Nope.
It's more just to look nice. And I remember my mother would do the same thing. She'll be like, don't use the hand towel.
We have these towels
yes.
that say O'Leary's on them, and
yes.
I brought them out yesterday and I
yes.
put them out in the kids' bathroom.
It's
like,
crazy.
Whatever you do, don't use those towels. Use
yeah.
the scratchy old towels
yeah.
that you're supposed to use, not the good towels.
Yeah.
What?
My mother would like shine the refrigerator handle.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You couldn't,
yes.
it would be like,
don't
touch
get fingerprints
the refrigerator.
On it.
Don't put your fingerprints
yes.
on the refrigerator because
yes.
nobody can know that we actually use our refrigerator.
But I, you know, but I'm like, I mowed the lawn yesterday. I've got the blower out. I'm, you know,
yeah.
I'm making the place look as if nobody lives there, or more like, oh yeah, no, we live here all the time. It always looks like, it's this thing like it always looks like this.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm trying to convey to my guests.
That's so
yeah.
funny.
Which is just not a reality I can sustain.
It's nobody's reality.
Oh.
Nobody lives in the perfect museum house with everything perfectly
no.
manicured and clean all the time. It's not even attainable, and yet we all pretend that we live at that level.
Right.
Why do we do it? It's the
know.
Weirdest thing.
I don't know. My husband would clean the floor before they come. I'm like, everybody's going to come and the floor's going to be dirty again. Why are you cleaning it before they come?
I know.
Be like shining it and getting, don't walk on it. Just walk around.
Yeah.
Take your shoes off.
Yeah.
We just end up with everything in that one room down the end of the hall. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Don't go in that room. When the guests are here, it's like, whatever happens, don't go in that
yeah.
room. You open the door, it's all going to fall out on you.
Yeah. yeah. My kids, like, we almost never make our beds, but if company's coming, I make everybody make their beds. The company doesn't even go upstairs.
Right.
And I'm like, we got to have the beds now.
There's going to be off inspect. Chance. Somebody may go wandering around their house looking for their coat on a bed somewhere.
I know.
It's funny, is the party isn't until Sunday. It's like 72 hours from now, and I'm already anxious about when people are going to leave.
I know. Oh. Did you put an end time on the Evite that you sent out?
That could have been an error on my part.
No.
I did not know.
Oh.
We're having a graduation party at my house this weekend for my daughter, Fiona. We're very happy for her, and we're inviting a bunch of people over.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a last-minute deal. I was in charge of sending out the Evite, and I did not put an end time on there. You think that was a mistake?
Well, when there's not an end time, it can go way longer than you imagine.
What do you think, Kendra?
Yeah.
2 o'clock, 2 o'clock party on a Sunday. How late will people stay?
I would say if they're nice, they would stay until probably 4:30, 5 o'clock.
See?
I would say, like in my brain, I would say, like if I was
three
at
hours.
Someone's house for a graduation
yeah.
party,
five
I'd
o'clock.
Say like 3 hours
yeah.
is usually
yeah.
typical.
That's what I think, too. On a Sunday, you're lucky. Because a Sunday, people have work the next
day.
They
want to get going.
They want to get going. Right. So I say 2 to 5, maybe 6. You'll have a few lingerers that'll stay maybe till 6. If you do that on a Saturday, had you done that and you were having the party Saturday, huge faux pas.
11:30 at night.
Because they would be there 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like, oh, let's have some drinks now that everybody else is last.
That was set out like hours earlier.
Yes. Right, because then it becomes people's Saturday night activity.
Yeah.
So now you got people till 8, 9 o'clock at night.
You have like 30 people? Oh my God,
well, we set the invitation out. There's a handful. There's a number of people who have not replied, as a matter of fact.
Which also drives me nuts.
Yeah.
RSVP, man.
Well, I'm one of those people, though. I have the best of intentions.
You don't RSVP?
Yeah, no. I always do eventually. But I know now, when you're planning a party, you understand. Like, you want to know a couple of days ahead of time. You need to know how much food to buy, how much beer to buy, whatever.
Oh, I could totally see you as always RSVPing.
Yeah, no, I never know what my family's doing. For me, I know I'm going to go, but I never know what the rest of my family is going to do. So I always wait till like 3 days out, and I'm like, I'm sorry I didn't let you know earlier, but yes, we'll be there. What can we bring?
And I can't stand the we might come when it's yes, no, or maybe. Don't have maybe.
I know. Why is there a maybe as a choice?
Maybe doesn't help you. It doesn't help you. Family of 9 might come. And I'm like, well, then do we plan food for nine, hoping that you come. And then they don't show up. Right. And you're like, okay. And you have like 5 families that are maybes. We might stop by.
Hashtags.
And you're like, are you going to stop by before we eat, after we eat? I can't stand that.
Say you're coming or you're not coming. I need to know.
In case something better comes up. We might be there, but we're waiting to hear on another thing that we think we might enjoy more.
Listen to us. Yeah. Party pet peeves.
I know. So, it's true, though.
So am I stuck? What's the sign I need to do to get people out of my house at 7, 8 o'clock on Sunday night?
Yeah.
When the party is long over. What do I do? Put chairs on top of the table?
I think there's a few different things you can do. One thing is you can start cleaning up.
Put stuff away. Like, put the food away in your fridge. Like, wrap it up and just have it be gone.
And a sure way to get people out of your house is to stop serving them alcohol.
Oh, put the booze away.
Put the booze away. And don't say, hey, can I get you another drink? You don't have to hide it, but don't keep offering, hey, can I get you another drink? Because then people just settle right in, right?
4 hours in, they're like, when are you bringing out the good stuff?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.